From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. The current message is called A Worthy Goal for Every Year. And although it was preached on New Year's Day of 2006, its truths are applicable every day of every year. In chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, Paul prays for the Colossian believers, requesting that they might be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. In expounding this marvelous prayer, Dr. Cairns sets forth a series of goals which ought to characterize the life of every child of God. He has emphasized the need for progress in the Christian life. In addition, there is the seeking after the fullness which God desires for His people, such as fullness of assurance and fullness of joy. Dr. Cairns will continue this message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Be of Good Cheer. The text is John chapter 16 and verse 33. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My Lord's words are true as to the tribulation. I have my share of it beyond all doubt. The flail is not hung up out of the way, nor can I hope that it will be laid aside so long as I lie upon the threshing floor. How can I look to be at home in the enemy's country, joyful while in exile, or comfortable in a wilderness? This is not my rest. This is the place of the furnace and the forge and the hammer. My experience tallies with my Lord's words. I note how He bids me be of good cheer. Alas, I am far too apt to be downcast. My spirit soon sinks when I am sorely tried. But I must not give way to this feeling. When my Lord bids me cheer up, I must not dare to be cast down. What is the argument which He uses to encourage me? Why, it is His own victory. He says, I have overcome the world. His battle was much more severe than mine. I have not yet resisted unto blood. Why do I despair of overcoming? See, my soul, the enemy has been once overcome. I fight with a beaten foe. O world, Jesus has already vanquished thee, and in me, by His grace, He will overcome thee again. Therefore am I of good cheer, and sing unto my conquering Lord. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
For progress. The whole tenor of the passage indicates change, growth, augmentation or increase. In fact, that word augment is simply the English version of one of the words that Paul is urging here as he speaks to the Colossians Christians. He's saying, this is the goal. Do not sit still. Do not stay where you are. In God's work, in Christian experience, you're either going onward or you're going backward. It's difficult to stand in the same place. You're either gaining ground or losing ground. And he's saying, we must make progress. If I could use an Old Testament text to summarize this, the goal that God has for the Colossians and for us is to fulfill what David said in the 92nd Psalm and verse 12. He said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's a wonderful and multifaceted illustration. He will grow like the palm tree. The palm tree grows high and tall, and it bears fruit upward. The cedar, before it grows very far upward, it puts roots downward to a tremendous depth. And when it's got its roots deep, then it begins to grow to that majestic stature that has become proverbial. That's the goal for the people of God. And in order to progress toward it, Paul tells us, as he did the Ephesians in chapter 4:15, grow up into him, that is, into Christ in all things. Peter says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. He tells his readers again in the second epistle, almost at the end of it, chapter 3:18, grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll remember that some time ago I did a series of studies in 2 Peter chapter 1, where the apostle says, and this is a very, very significant and deep passage, starting at verse 5, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. He says you've got faith. You've been saved by grace through faith. Your faith is in Christ. Well, add to your faith. Or, as I pointed out, from your faith, produce. You see, faith is a productive thing. It's a beautiful passage that Peter writes there, and some things of the beauty are lost in translation. But he is speaking in terms that are almost musical. He's speaking in terms of a great symphony where you've got many elements of sound, but they are harmoniously blended together to produce a glory that no one sound in its own could produce. This is what he's saying of the Christian life. The full-orbed glory of the Christian life is a life that is constantly making progress. Now let's stop there for a minute. We're at the first day of 2006. How much progress have you made in your Christian life in the last year? In the last 5 years? Or 10 years? Have you been saved for years and you're still a baby Christian? Still reacting like a babe? Still taking milk like a babe? Almost inarticulate in prayer or in witness? Progress. It's not an option, It's the will of God. It's the goal that the Lord has set before us. The second goal that God has for us is fullness. And this is something that you must note as we read this passage. In verse 9, he says that ye may be, or might be, filled with the knowledge. And the word knowledge there is the full knowledge, or the mature knowledge, or the developed knowledge. So that you may be filled with the full knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Notice in verse 10 that he says that you're to be fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. And this is to be, as we walk worthy, unto all pleasing. I'll come back to that in due course. The all pleasing is pleasing God in all ways, in all areas, in all things. So let's put it all together. You've got being filled with the fullness of knowledge. You're to walk to please God in all and full areas of your life. You're to increase unto the full knowledge of God. There's a constant emphasis on fullness. Now, this is one of Paul's favorite terms. If you take your concordance and just look it up carefully, you'll find that both as a noun, he uses the word fullness, and as a verb, he will speak of being filled. And this is a constant theme with Paul. It was a burden on his heart. You see, for Paul, God's people were not supposed to live empty, defeated lives. God's people were not to be living on the fumes of a past experience. I fear that so often that's the way professing Christians live. We remember the way it used to be. There is a way to use history with advantage. There's a proper way to learn from what God has done in the past. But there's also a very foolish way, and that is to keep on hearkening back to the good old days as if we're just living in the past. There's nothing that will rob you of current joy and present usefulness more quickly than living in the past. Because you're living on fumes from a past experience. And how many of God's people are there? Are you there this morning? I've often given the example. Those of you who have heard me mention this before will forgive it, for many others will not have known this. But I give the example of a man I knew when I was just a teenager. He was a trophy of grace. In his young days, he had been one of the wildest sinners in the city of Belfast. He was a hard-drinking, hard-living, hard-fighting man. There was only one person ever beat him in a fight. That was his mother. And man, he was scared of her. Those were days when you could make a little money to drink and gamble by fighting in the street. And each area had its champion. This is a man who fought professional fighters and they couldn't beat him. The time I met him, his knuckles had been punched way back out of shape. I fear to figure out what the other fellow's face looked like if his fists were that bad. Then God saved him. He had also been a great gambler. God saved him. The drink was gone. The street fighting was gone. The gambling was gone. And he became a man of that book. He studied it. Constantly studied it. With the book of God open, he was found on his knees. He began to grow in grace. He became a very able teacher of the Word of God. He became a bright and shining witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He prayed his family one by one to the kingdom of God. Everything was changed. Then he made the mistake of a lifetime for him. And he bought a television. You may say it hasn't ruined me, ruined him. And it ruined him because every Saturday for years, and I think this is probably still true in Britain, but every Saturday for years, Saturday afternoon television was given over to horse racing. I remember this man had been a bookie and a gambler. And he was fascinated. He never laid a bet. But every Saturday he calculated. Didn't matter what the bookies were saying. That's the horse, that's the horse, that's the horse. And what he would have laid on them if he had been betting. And then he would say at the end of the day, I would have made so many thousand or lost so much. And slowly but surely, he was talking the talk. He never went back into the world. When I remember him coming to church, you couldn't tell him anything. He never carried a Bible to church. He knew it. You talk to him and everything that he knew of God was 20 years old. Living on empty. The fumes of an empty gas tank. It's all he had. I fear that behind many a bland expression is an empty heart. A heart that can tell you how it used to know God, but no longer. God's people are not meant to live on empty. In Christ, this is Paul's expression here to this very Colossian church. In Christ, there is all fullness. All fullness. John tells us in chapter 1 of his gospel, verse 16, of his fullness have all we received. And grace upon grace, grace piling on top of grace. That's how he describes it, fullness. You remember what the psalmist said, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Now I know that's true of the eternal state, but it's true now. That's why when we get to the New Testament, it speaks of fullness regarding every area of Christian experience.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.